For just over an hour, five Democrats and one Republican traded ideas and answered questions from members of the group Changing Homelessness. Much of the conversation focused on state and federal funding for family shelters and mental health treatment. Incumbent Democratic State Representative Reggie Fullwood says he's fought to stop cuts to Florida's dedicated homelessness trust fund. One way to tackle the problem is changing the conception of who a homeless person is, he said.
I know the face of homelessness, and it's not the guys hanging out in Hemming Plaza, it's the families. And oftentimes, it's working class families that are one paycheck away from not having somewhere to live.
But Republican public defender candidate Charles Cofer cautioned against assumptions.
I think a lot of people think that all the people that congregate around Hemming Plaza are homeless. I'm not sure that's the case. I think you have a combination of homeless. You have a combination of retirees, a combination of people like congregating there so they can see their friends every day.
Cofer said if elected, he'd work to strengthen court diversion programs that ensure people whose arrests stem from homelessness get the help they need. All candidates expressed support for creating a Duval County Central Receiving Facility that would act as a hub for homeless people who have run-ins with the law. A similar facility piloted in Miami-Dade County helps people stay out of jail and get connected to services. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.